It's 7:30 in the morning outside the Alaska Department of Fish and Game office in Bethel. It's dark, above freezing, and a line of vehicles, each holding a couple men, wait outside. A white Jeep has its window down.
I'm Adam London. This is my first winter here in Bethel. And so my buddy Kent over here convinced me that it'd be a good idea to come camp out and try to get a muskox permit.
And are you Kent?
I am Kent, yes, from Anchorage.
Kent Wong from Anchorage has applied for a muskox permit in the state lottery every year for more than 20 years, and he has never gotten one. So when his friend Adam moved to Bethel, he saw his chance.
So did you spend the whole night in the parking lot?
Yeah, we did. Yep. Besides going for a quick potty break and getting some coffee.
At 7:45 a.m., a fish and game biologist shows up and unlocks the building. The permits open at 8.
He says you can start chasing him inside.
Oh, nice.
But there's no need to chase him. The men have already agreed on their order and written it on a ripped-out sheet of notebook paper taped to the door. There are 2 permits for Nelson Island and 10 permits for Nunavik Island. The name on the top of the list for the only bull permit is 18-year-old Avery Hoffman of Bethel.
I have done this before. The last time I waited in line, I was in line for about 3 days. My teacher would come and bring me my schoolwork, and he'd come pick it up at the end of the day and bring it back to the school.
Hoffman has hunted muskox on Nelson Island for years. The young, though experienced hunter, shared pointers with the out-of-towners from Anchorage and Fairbanks as they waited.
When you're out there, you mainly look for black, because they're black. You look for black things on the white ground, look on the hills. Sometimes they're on the peaks up there where the wind is, and we take our binoculars and we glass across, and we ask the locals around there to have a general idea of where the muskox are.
A few minutes before 8 o'clock, another experienced hunter walks in.
Tim B.
And you've done the Nunavik hunt how many times?
Anywhere from 24 to 25 times. Mm-hmm.
And this time, for the first time, B didn't need to camp overnight to get his permit. Competition has gone down. No one from out of state even came to camp out. Of the 12 open slots, 5 are still available when B arrives.
Well, the cost of going out to Nunavik is pretty expensive. It's a $500-$600 ticket, and just the logistics of getting across the island on a snow machine. You got to rent a snow machine, or you can't bring your own out there.
Just then, I see a biologist begin to hand out some paperwork.
I was expecting some sort of like announcement or something, but I just missed it. Suddenly you're just handing out permits.
8 o'clock, it's a small group.
Fish and game biologist Patrick Jones says he knows all the names by sight. Either he knows them from Bethel, or he met them in the parking lot the day before. He says the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta mainland could open a muskox hunt in as little as 10 years if the current population of the animals continues to grow. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.